Please welcome in Jacqueline Gomez joining us on behalf of the North Platte National Weather Service office. Jacqueline, of course, one of the fine meteorologists here locally. And Jacqueline, as always, we appreciate the time.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're so far,
pretty
we're
fair.
So good.
Yeah,
so.
Good start to the day at least.
Give us a good report and don't ruin it.
I'll try.
And Jacqueline, let's talk a little bit about the month of April. It was a very dry month for the North Platte region.
Yes, it was. In fact, for the month of April, we actually tied the driest on record for North Platte. So we only had 0.04 inches of rainfall through the whole month.
Wow, that's a little concerning, and obviously that's part of the reason why there were so many fire warnings issued from you and your colleagues throughout the month as well.
Yes, yeah, it's been kind of high on the fire danger side as well.
Yeah, extremely dangerous on the fire side, but hey, at least the month behind us, is there any sort of relief in the near future for us?
So if we look towards later in this week, we do have some chances to see rainfall. We're not looking for anything too widespread, but if we can get some showers in here, there could be some areas that might see some thunderstorms as well. Those are all for the end of this week, so it looks like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we may have chances. Right now it looks like the best time frame for seeing any of the showers would be Friday. That looks like our best chance to see some rainfall.
Okay. And overall, what are we predicting for the month of May for folks in the North Platte region, Jacqueline?
So for the month of May, as we're heading into it, we should see some, hopefully some increased chances that we might get some additional moisture coming in, at least the 6 to 10 day outlook. So that would be like the first week and a half of May. Looks to be kind of a better chance to see a little bit more moisture. However, the temperatures are also looking to be kind of above normal as we head into the first week of May. So we may see some temperatures that will be a little warmer than you would usually see for a typical May.
Okay. So that's good news for the garden, though, right? Do we have less of a chance of getting those late freezes?
Yeah, so we'll still have a little bit of cold temperatures tonight. It'll get down pretty chilly, so we're going to see temperatures kind of in the upper 20s tonight again. So we'll have one more night, but as we kind of head later into this week, we should see warmer lows. So that should hopefully help as far as with the growing season there. Typically, I know some people may have seen the freeze warnings coming out for areas east of kind of the North Platte area, but for us in North Platte, typically we don't see our first, our latest freeze for at least another 10 days. So if you do have some plants, I would kind of just wait until maybe that second week of May to start planting them if you have any kind of like sensitive plants that you want to put outside.
Sure, sure.
Now, it's better for the growing season with the temperatures, provided you got irrigation
capabilities. Yeah, I need that moisture.
Yes.
It sounds like if it's going to be drier, that may be extra watering that you have to do in your garden.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
What about the rest of the summer? Is it looking higher than average, lower than average for temperatures?
As far as if we go out, like looking at maybe the next kind of 3 month outlook, for temperature wise, we're kind of looking at just equal chances that we could really see kind of a normal kind of climatological temperatures for the summer. And then the same for the precip. It's looking like it's trying to trend closer towards equal chances of possibly seeing more normal. But at this time, it's a little early to kind of, say if we're going to see above normal or below normal for precipitation chances. I will say looking at like just the 1 month outlook, so this would be for the entire month of May, there's a possibility that we're kind of on the edge of possibly seeing a more trend towards below normal precipitation. The temperatures we're just kind of looking at, we could either be above or below normal. It's just kind of equal chances right now for that, but hopefully it kind of trends more towards above normal, but for precip, but we'll see. We'll kind of just continue to monitor that.
We could sure use it.
Summer months.
We could sure use the extra moisture, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. I'm sure a lot of people are hoping we get some, and hopefully, you know, we'll get some by the end of this week here. We'll get at least a little bit of some precipitation. Right now, the amounts are a little uncertain as to how much we'll actually see, but we're definitely going to see some moisture come into the region.
Jacqueline, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I would just say, you know, like I said, one more day of the really cold temperatures for tonight, as we see those lows kind of into the upper 20s, low 30s overnight tonight. And then we should start to see those kind of come more near normal, so heading into the 40s. And then we will see some warm temperatures, though, as we head through the midweek here. We'll see temperatures kind of get up into the upper 70s and 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. So if you do have outdoor plans, those may be good days to be outside.
Jacqueline, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate the work that you and your colleagues do at the North Platte National Weather Service Office.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thanks, Jacqueline.